Hey guys, it's Megan Syed, and you are listening to the Enlightening English Language Learners Podcast. Hi everyone, welcome to today's episode discussing WIDA can-do descriptors and creating activities for your students to do in a website called ClassKick. So if you have not heard of ClassKick, I first discovered it probably towards the end of last school year. However, I was only in the classroom for a few months longer because our school year ended in June, and then immediately in July, I started a new position. So if you didn't know, I am an instructional coach now working in the Office of Bilingual Education at Detroit Public Schools Community District. However, I have been playing around with ClassKick a lot when working with teachers in our district and really creating engaging activities for students to do virtually. I think that, you know, getting or having kids sit at a computer all day long, no matter what you do, with kids, you know, it's going to get a little bit challenging and boring. It's hard to stare at a screen all day long. And as I was going into classrooms and working with teachers, I really just saw a need for creating activities that provided more support and scaffolds rather than just simply, you know, sharing a worksheet within a certain curriculum that teachers are using with students and, you know, having students draw or write directly on the worksheet. Now, I know this podcast is, you know, more specific and focusing on English learners. However, we know that strategies that are used for English learners really can benefit all students. So anyways, going back to ClassKick, with ClassKick, it is so nice. You can see as a teacher all of your students working at once. So if you are a virtual teacher or even face-to-face, right? And you're giving your students, say, an activity to do on the computer and you're face-to-face. As your students are working, you will be able to see if they are logged in or not, and you'll be able to see what slide they are on. ClassKick calls it slide. So say, for example, you use Eureka Math, and you have a PDF document that's maybe a problem set of, I don't know, 3 pages long. You can create activities from scratch, or you can upload PDFs directly into ClassKick, and it will instantly make each PDF a separate slide. So each PDF page will be, you know, a separate slide that students can work through. So as students are logged in, you'll be able to see if they're logged in and what page or slide that they are working on. And you'll be able to see that because there will be a black box that will appear around each slide, and that's the one that tells you what they're currently working on. You'll also be able to see their cursor move. So if they are typing live, you'll be able to see that move a little bit. So you know if students are, you know, logged in and if they're actually working. You know, sometimes students can get sneaky in the login and say they're working, but we found that that's not always the case, right? So something else that's cool with ClassKick is students can raise their hand virtually. So if a student needs some help, they can raise their hand virtually. It's in the top right-hand corner in ClassKick. And then as a teacher is looking on their teacher dashboard, seeing all of their students working at once, a little hand will pop up on the bottom of the slide that the student is working on. So say, for example, you see Johnny, he's on slide 3, and boop, a little hand pops up. You'll be able to see that Johnny needs help. And then you as a teacher can instantly click on slide 3. You can jump right in there. You can provide some written feedback. I've even liked to use audio feedback as well. Especially that's very helpful if you teach the lower grades and maybe their reading skills are not where they need to be at. You can use the audio recorder and record some audio feedback for them to make corrections. You can also create custom stickers, and you can write whatever you want on the stickers and kind of drop them in on the different slides as students are working to provide instant feedback. But what is super cool, and I really love this because our district recently changed our teacher evaluation system. And teachers are now evaluated on how students provide feedback to each other. So you have an option as a teacher in the settings to either turn on the option where students can provide feedback to each other, or you can turn it off. So if you have it turned on, say, for example, that student Johnny raises his hand and he needs some help on slide 2. All of their classmates will see a little hand pop up as they're working, and I think it's in the top right-hand corner, and they'll be able to click on it, and it will say, so-and-so needs help on slide 2. And if they're like, I just did slide 2, I can provide help to this student, they can immediately click in just like the teacher did and provide feedback as well, written or with audio, and then go back and continue working on their own work. And it's totally optional. You can turn it on or off, but it's really great because we know as a teacher, we can't always get to everyone. And it really helps the classmates kind of take accountability for one another and working as a team and everyone just being a team player and helping out. It's really, really wonderful. And the students get excited, you know, as well when they see a classmate that needs help and they can help them. So with ClassKick, I want to go back to the can-do descriptor. So if you are a teacher that does not have English learners, you might someday. So I hope you continue to listen to the rest of this podcast because this is some helpful information for everyone. So the WIDA can-do descriptors, they tell you what an English learner student can do at their specific proficiency level. So we have reading, writing, speaking, and listening, the four domains of English. And when looking at a student's WIDA scores, it will tell you where they're at. So for example, say we're talking about a kindergarten student, okay? On the ClassKick activity, by the way, I'm going to link it in the description here. So the ClassKick activity that I created that I'm going to share with you all, it is on my blog. So if you click, when you're finished listening to this episode, if you click on the episode details, you'll see a direct link to my teaching blog. And then when you get there, you'll see at the top the post that I did on ClassKick, and you can actually click at the very bottom, go directly to my ClassKick link and copy this kindergarten assignment that I'm talking about. So going back to it, with reading, let's say a kindergarten student is at a 5.3 for reading. So something that a kindergarten student should be working on according to the can-do descriptors is ordering words to form short sentences from oral models. So an activity that I created is one where students will be, with this specific theme or unit, we can say that maybe the students are learning about animals, okay? So I have four different sentences here, and the words are scattered, and they're going to click and listen to each word. So they have that audio embedded in support to help them. I'm going to play a little bit for you right here. So the first one.
Look. Bird. At. The.
So the students can click to listen to each word, and then they can drag and drop the different words to have them form a sentence. And with all of these activities as well, I have the directions written out, but I always include audio directions as well. That way the students can listen to the directions as many times as they need to. We know as teachers, face-to-face or virtually, students are always asking, well, what are we supposed to do again? What is it? So that way they have that, and it's just an additional support that's added in. Now, with the different words, as they are sorting the different words, again, they can click that audio and listen just like I just played for you all. And I also incorporated some pictures on select words. So for example, look. If you click on my blog and check out this activity, you'll see I have some clip art of a person kind of having their hand at their forehead showing look. I also have some clip art for bird. Just adding some more visuals into this activity, making the content comprehensible. So that's the reading one. I love it so much because I think there are so many websites out there, right, where you can, you know, drag and drop different things, but just that extra, going that extra mile of having that audio underneath each word can just be so helpful for students. So the next activity, and again, we're sticking to our general kindergarten topic of animals. So this is a writing example. And for this one, again, we're still talking about kindergarten. And let's say that this student for writing came in at a 2.6, we'll say, for writing. So a skill that they could be working on, according to the CanDo descriptors, is recount by drawing and labeling. So if you are teaching animals, how can you incorporate that, having students recount by drawing and labeling, because this is something that they can do at their language proficiency level, into your lesson or your activity? So for this one here, again, I do have the directions written out. Label the bird, use the word bank below to help you. And again, they can click to listen to the directions as well. So for this one, there is a picture of a bird, because again, the students are learning about animals, right? And a word bank. It can be so helpful to our English learners. Just having that word bank at the bottom or on the side, so they can refer back to this word bank and really cross out each word as they use them. Sometimes that's all students need, is just being able to visually see all of the words. As an English learner, it can be tough to, or for any students as well, right, to be working completely, you know, from your mind. So that word bank can be especially helpful. So for this one, we have the picture of the bird. So the kids are using this word bank and they're using the text tool here, and they are writing the words. For example, beak, egg, tail, eye, nest, and feather. So they're typing out the different words directly onto ClassKick. Now you can even take this a step further if you wanted to as a teacher. And after the students write out each word, you can have them use the audio tool and record themselves saying each word as well as they write it, you know, incorporating more speaking into this writing activity. The next one I have is a speaking example. And again, we're still on kindergarten. For this one, we'll say the student is at a 4.2. So according to the CanDo descriptors, recount by retelling stories through a series of pictures. So again, I have the directions written out, and also, you know, oh my gosh, I'm getting tongue twisted. I also have the audio directions as well for the students. So for this one, the students are using the microphone tool to record yourself explaining what is happening in each picture. So I have about four different pictures of different birds, and we can just pretend that these are the birds that we're learning about in class and discussing, right? So the students look at each picture of the four different birds, and they're just going to use that audio tool, use that microphone to explain what is happening, you know, using complete sentences in each picture. So for example, the first one, we see the bird flying above the water and then it like lands in the water. So it could be something like the bird is flying and swimming. Then we see another bird. It looks like it is coming up to a flower and it kind of has his beak on the flower. So this one could be, I don't know, something like the bird is eating, and so on. So really looking at the pictures and then recording themselves and then dragging their audio recording right underneath each picture. What I love about ClassKick is there are really just only so many tools to work with. It's not one of those programs or apps where you have tons of different tools and you're trying to figure out where everything is. There's just a few different options at the top, and it's pretty self-explanatory, you know, like a T-text tool, a microphone to record, very basic, and it's very user-friendly for students and teachers. So then the last one that I have is our listening example. And again, we're still sticking to our animals theme of birds. For this one, we'll say kindergarten 3.7 for their listening level. And then the skill, process recounts by following sequential language for oral directions one step at a time. So for this one, I have the directions Not written out for this one. It's just audio directions only because this is a listening activity. And I have each of the directions written out, but remember, they're not written out in words. They're written out in audio in four steps. So for example, number one for the directions, they'll click on the first piece of number one audio. So let's listen.
Color the beaks black.
So then they'll grab their coloring tool. And remember, we say students are really going back to what they did in the writing activity. They're learning about the parts of the bird. And beak was one of the things that they had to label. So to continue this learning, they're using this listening activity of sequential language, following sequential language for oral directions one step at a time. And now they're still showing how they can identify what a beak is, this body part of the bird, by coloring it. Okay, so they'll color, and then when they're ready, they'll click audio number two.
Color the eggs brown.
So same thing. Eggs was one of the words that students had to learn in the writing activity. They're still furthering their learning and showing their knowledge of everything that they are learning in this animal unit by coloring the eggs brown. And then so on. There's two more, three and four. So this is a wonderful tool. Please check out ClassKick, even if you are a teacher that does not have English learners. It is really, really amazing. And one thing I just want to say about ClassKick is with every app or tech tool these days, there's a paid version and a free version. So everything that I talked about in today's podcast with you all is stuff that I created with only the free version. We know as teachers, we love free, right? So don't worry. If you choose to give ClassKick a try, please just sign up using the free version. Everything that I talked about, you can do with the free version. And the activity that I just explained to you, just one more time, if you teach kindergarten, please feel free to copy this activity. Click the link to my blog that's in this episode profile. Once you get to my blog, click on ClassKick, scroll all the way to the bottom, and you'll see it's a direct link where you can actually copy this exact activity and use it with your own kids. Now, going back to ClassKick though, in the free and the paid, just a few things to keep in mind. When you sign up with the free version, as of right now, ClassKick only allows, I believe it's 20 activities that you can create with the free version. So it's not too bad because, you know, if you run out of activities, you can just delete some, you know, that you have already done with your kids for maybe a week or two prior and then create new ones. So just keep that in mind. And then also, since it's a really great website where you can see all of your students working at once, I have been suggesting with teachers to use this for formative assessment. So with an exit ticket or something like that as well. So if you're using this, say, for exit tickets or that formative assessment, you know, for me, and I think most teachers maybe, if you have to delete some of these activities, since you can only have 20, if it's a exit ticket, you know, that's a formative assessment anyways. So, you know, hopefully you have other data from maybe a more formal test or something like that. Because I know some teachers get worried about, you know, I don't want to delete student work. So you can also think of ClassKick as something that you use more informally. So that way it's not too much of a, you know, it's not such a hassle to, you know, have to delete student work because it's just an informal assessment. So keep that in mind, but please give ClassKick, you know, an opportunity. Check it out. This podcast episode is not sponsored by ClassKick. They did not ask me to record this episode for them. I just wanted to give you all some more information because I have really found it so helpful in creating more engaging and activities for students with more scaffolds and strategies built in directly. So please give it a try. If you give it a try, let me know. My email is in the episode details of this podcast. I would love to hear from you all and let me know how it works for you. So I hope you'll tune into the next episode and have a wonderful day, everyone. All right, that's a wrap for today. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to have you tune back in for the next episode. Have a wonderful day.